Anonymous from London asks, I believe there's a God, Baruch Hashem, but I just don't understand how to relate to this God. What is he? Who is he? How do I relate to him? In my davening, I don't have much kavana because as much as I try, I just don't understand who I'm davening to. Please, could you help me? Also, I don't understand how it helps to daven for someone else because I know that davening changes a person. But if you're davening for someone else, then how exactly are they changing? And if they didn't deserve what you are davening for them, then after you've davened for them, why should Hashem suddenly decide to grant it to them now? Surely they don't deserve it. Thank you so much for your time and devotion answering all these questions. I really appreciate it. Okay. First of all, one of the reasons why we start our prayers with praise of God before we ask for anything is because from the praise that we give God gives us an understanding of who we're speaking to. Just what you complain, you don't know. So I suggest that you study the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei and get an understanding of who the Ribono Shel Olam is. In addition, you should know that in general, God is the creator of the world, the sustainer of the world, the one who has divine providence in directing the ideas of the world, and you should feel tremendous hakaras hatov, tremendous gratitude for all that God has given you, created you, and continues to give you. That's the way to relate to Him, and the Torah tells us how to relate to God through learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, davening, and the other kinds of service to God that the Torah speaks about. Now, you're right, davening changes the person, but it also has effects in the system that God created for bringing blessing into the world and all kinds of influence of God. God influences the world and wants to bless us, but He wants us to deserve it. So He made contingent on us doing mitzvahs and learning Torah and davening His shefa in the world. And therefore, if we daven properly, we pull the right strings and push the right buttons that enable that bracha to come into the world. And therefore, it affects other people too. But even more so, since all Jews are interrelated, a change in any part of the system is in fact a change in the entire system. So it's not as significant a change if a person davens himself and changes, but the fact that one Jew davens for another affects a change in that other Jew also, minimally at least, and is a factor, therefore, that his situation should change, and therefore what he needs should change also.